Jeremy Bradley here, back on the red carpet at the Voice finale. We've got the pictures, extended audio on our website. Go to live.jbonair.com. And I'm joined now by the person who I think is the only one who's more overdressed on the red carpet than I am, Chris Mann. How are you?
I'm good. I feel pretty suave. I got my Dolce & Gabbana.
Well, of course. I'm just saying, tomorrow I think we should do like tank tops or something. It's a little bit warm in here for those who aren't
here. It is a little warmer than normal, but it's an intense night, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, things were heating up in the studio there tonight for the performances. Can you describe tonight's show in one word?
Over.
Is it a relief, though, or is there nerves, though? Because, I mean, the voting's happening, so, I mean, it's not really over. Kind of,
it is over for me. Like, all I cared about was being very, very proud of what happened tonight, and I am. And I left everything on the stage, and I can't do anything else. So, yeah, of course, I'll be thinking about the voting tonight, and I hope I get some votes, for sure.
Now, Christina Aguilera has had to have a mop beside her almost all the time. A little bit of moisture. She's tears. Crying, which is a good thing, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
So, tell me, I mean, are you able to look at her when you're performing? Do you have to look away? Does that get you choked?
I looked at her the whole time.
Yeah?
Today, especially, we were just there for each other, and I really felt that support from her. So, I was looking in her eyes the whole time, whether I was laughing or crying. Mm-hmm. So,
tell me the first time that you met her, if it was... Or tell me how it was. Was it intimidating? Was it incredible?
It was incredibly intimidating. I was very intimidated. Mm-hmm. She's just such a force. And just everything about Christina is so big and famous, and I know all about it just because I'm such a fan. And so it took a long time for me to sort of get over that. And I still have that, but we're much closer now, and we see each other as artists, and we've worked together, and it's a beautiful thing. But meeting her for the first time was intense.
Now, was there one moment that just sort of put you at ease with her, kind of? Like, when did you sort of, okay, we've got our groove together, you know, like...
Yeah, there was a moment. Like, we email a lot, and so some of our banter and our emails was very fun and funny, and that's, like, I love to have a good time, and I'm pretty sarcastic, and I can write a good email, and you don't see that a lot with what the style of music I do is very, like, dramatic and serious, and so when we finally sort of realized that we have similar senses of humor is when I felt much more comfortable, you know, together.
Mm-hmm. And so because of the style of music that you've been doing on the show, when you have an album coming out... Similar type sound? Have you already thought about that?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a single that's going to come out called Roads, which I'm very excited about. Definitely in this lane. I want to join the likes of Josh Groban and Michael Bublé and do the classical crossover genre. That's definitely my dream.
I was going to ask if you could duet with one person. Yes, you just named two.
Oh, sure. I mean, Christina, tonight on stage, asked her if she would do that song with me, you know, the real version of it. That would be great. I mean, I love Celine Dion. I think it would be really interesting to do a duet with Josh. I think that would be super cool. Like, there was that Bryan Adams duet, Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Is that a duet? There's a duet out there. I think those, like, guy duets aren't that prevalent, but I think it could be really interesting to do one with Josh.
Could work.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's a lot of support from fans, but you also have a lot of family support.
Yes.
That must really help you get through the competition.
Yeah, I definitely find myself looking over to my family the whole show, just being like shrugging my shoulders and kind of laughing that what am I doing on the stage. That tends to be what runs through my head. And
during a commercial break, as you're walking up to that stage and you look out at the audience or what have you, do you even know what's going on in your mind? There's got to be like a million things.
Tonight it was a little more focused. Like, I had a lot of songs to think about, and Free Raise Me Up, it was my final sort of foot forward, and I just wanted to like let it be as positive and emotional as possible. So I was really happy with that.
Can you give nobody's talking about tomorrow night and giving us a preview. Can you let the cat... Could you tell us anything?
I'm just going to tell you everything
right
now.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Nobody's listening. Nobody's here
anymore. Cher is coming. Mariah Carey, Beyonce.
And they're doing it with Celine, right?
Justin Timberlake.
It's like a Divas Live sort of
thing. Yeah, Bieber's here.
Bieber's going to be one of the Divas.
Dolly Parton is coming, yeah. So it's going to be a really good show.
So what are you looking forward to then most tomorrow? I mean, are you wanting to know the results? Is it kind of one of those things that, hey, you know what, let's just not even have the results. We're all winners. I mean, that seems cliche, but, you know.
No, I think we need to pick a winner. I think we need to move on. I can't take this anymore.
Well, I want to ask you about that then. Who do you think is your biggest competition? When it's down to you and, you know, Carson's in between you and somebody else at the end, who is it going to be?
What I would have thought earlier may not be so true now. I don't know. Jermaine, I would love it so much if it was me and Jermaine, just as a friend. I thought he was incredible tonight. Honestly, it could be anybody. We all had moments tonight. We all acknowledged that we all had moments tonight. I hope I'm in the final two. That would be great. It would be wonderful to win.
Well, we've seen with these shows that, you know what, even if you don't win, you still go on to, you know, huge things, right?
I hope so. Yeah, it is a winning situation. What a lucky, amazing opportunity.
Well, we'll be rooting for you, and we'll chat again, I guess, tomorrow night here when the results are revealed. Chris Mann, thank you so much for joining us. Again, live.jbonair.com. You can check out all of the pictures, and we've got to get back to the music on the show. And remember, tomorrow, more from the red carpet. We've got the results. We've got the contestants. We've got the coaches. We've got everybody joining us here again, live.jbonair.com. JB signing off from the red carpet.